Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is loading. SteveJonesShow.com audio is sponsored by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Call them at 800-609-9484 or visit them online at REWfinancial.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
This is the Steve Jones Show. Steve will join us from the Sunbury Motors Studio in a few moments. A very busy afternoon on the way. We'll talk high school football a lot today, as we'll do every Thursday here in the regular season. Today, Steve Williams will look at the matchup between Milton and Danville. We'll talk about the Mifflinburg-Selins Grove showdown tomorrow night. Carmen DeFrancesco from the Mount Carmel Red Tornadoes will join us on the phone line, as well as Chicoutimi's Todd Tilford. That's the big match here on WKOK, getting underway at 6:30 with the pregame on Friday night. And Dave Ritchie, who does the games on 100.9 The Valley, will talk about Lewisburg making the trip north to Towanda. We'll even have Ben Reichle coming on the program to discuss some of the teams in the PHAC North, like South Williamsport. He'll also take a look at the northern tier with Towanda and get us updated on what's going on with Loyalstock, too. A lot of our area teams playing those teams as well in the Pennsylvania Heartland Athletic Conference. So a very busy day here on the Steve Jones Show as we get ready for Thursday's high school football kickoff.
You're all excited.
I am. Excited. I can't get more excited than this.
So I had somebody come up to me and say, "You must be just so out of your mind excited." No, I'm fine.
No, I know. You don't get excited about anything, though. I mean, I mean, not that you're not interested in it. You just don't get overly excited.
No, I just, look, I love my job. Okay, I love doing my job.
I can understand.
Love broadcasting games. Yeah, can't ask for a better job. The enjoyment I have is, I think, in part, part of it's working with Jack Hamm and Dick Girardi. That's a big part of it. Okay. And to be, at least you feel like you're, quote, an active participant in what's going on in the afternoon in front of you. I mean, that's cool. But at the same time, there's everything you do is with a purpose and under control. How about that? All right? And so everything I do along the way is with purpose and under control. So I don't sit there really and go, oh, you know, I've never lost sleep before the night of a game.
I don't think I've done that.
I know people that do.
No.
I know people that get very nervous before they do games.
No. Well, I used to a long time ago, but not as much anymore. I get excited. I get excited because I finally get to do one of the things I absolutely love doing. That's where I get excited.
Am I excited about doing my job? Sure, of course I am. It's a great job, believe me. If we were to do a poll right now, I think... you know, would you like my job? I think that we would have a very heavy turnout.
Hey, I do have Buzz on the line, and then we're going to get to Coach Carmen DeFrancesco, who's taking time out of practice to join us, so I'll quickly send Buzz to you.
Hiya, Buzzer. How are you?
Steve, I'm good, man. I wanted to get in early. I know you got quite a day. I just was reading the papers for you. I'm excited about the Penn State weekend coming up. I think it's going to tell a lot about the team and the area and everything. I just think it's going to be a really positive thing. But my disappointment was in reading this story. I wonder how long it's going to be before we can read a story about Penn State football without mentioning Jerry Sandusky.
I don't know.
You can't read anything.
You're right. I know what you mean.
Okay.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And you're absolutely right. Everybody feels there's an obligation to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's the problem, Buzz.
Yeah.
All right. The problem is as follows. You had the sanctions come out. The free report came out. Then the sanctions came out. So there's been a lot of, and to excuse the expression, buzz about everything around them. Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
So then they go to media day for the Big Ten, and of course everything just happens. So they get asked about it. More stories. You start training camp. More stories.
Yeah.
You get to the first game. More in between, the paternal book comes out. More stories. Then you have the game Saturday. More stories.
Yeah.
And then down the road, within the next month, Jerry's going to be formally sentenced. More stories. And then January 7th, Tim and Gary go on trial. More stories. Yeah. So this is going to take a while to work out. So your question of when will it finally end, I don't know.
Well, it was just it was a really good story in the paper this morning, and then they got to this thing about Sandusky. I'm thinking maybe after we play one game, then we can start reading about the football team without things about Jerry Sandusky in it. I don't know.
We'll find out as the season goes along, because there'll be stories of when they play the Big Ten opener, for example.
Yeah.
There'll probably be more stories. You know, and this is the way it goes. I go back to what I said a while ago, and I stand by it. Okay. Right. There are too many people in my business that are sheep.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, that's and why I asked you this question. I figured you'd have a good answer.
Yeah. I mean, there are too many people that are sheep. And I'm sorry to say that. It shouldn't be like that, because there are some people that do really, really good jobs in this business, really good jobs in this business.
Oh,
and then
there
are other people that just put no effort into it and take the simple way out. And the simple way out is to keep repeating the narrative that somebody else put out there.
Well, maybe if we could convince writers to put the Sandusky information in the last paragraph, we could just read that far and then stop.
That's a good suggestion, Buzz.
Okay.
I like that.
Thanks.
Like it a lot.
Good talking to you.
You too, as always, Buzz. Great comments. Our number is 1-800-795-9565, brought to you today by Rick Weibel, REW Financial. I know that you have lined up a big show today.
Well, I tried to anyway.
Yeah, you've done fine.
And we'll kick it off with Coach Carmen DeFrancesco of the Mount Carmel Red Tornadoes as we get ready to preview high school football for tomorrow night. And Coach, week one puts you guys number 4 in the AA rankings. You're looking at a team with a lot of talent coming back. That, I know, and knowing you as long as I have, makes you very, very nervous because of all the hype that you've been getting. How have you addressed that with your team this year?
Well, Kevin, it's been a source of we just expect it now. You know, that's the way it is. But those rankings, you know, we try to tell the kids, read the newspapers. That's okay. It's just somebody's viewpoint, and you can't get overly excited about that. But it's our job as coaches to keep them even keel and have them a focus on the actual game itself.
Carm, I know that you have been a long time run to set up the pass, but I'm hearing rumors out of the Silver Bowl that it may be pass and set up the run. You're going to have to show me that tomorrow night before I believe it.
Well, Kev, you're going to see it. We have we're going Speaking of Penn State, we were up there in February at their clinic, and we're going to employ that two tight end offense and see how it works. We have two really good tight ends, and we've moved one, Eric Jaraski, who all of the fans in the region know has accepted a scholarship to play at Northwestern. He played for us at offensive tackle last year. Well, he goes to these Division I combines, and we were at a lineman camp sponsored by Bloomsburg University. They held it at Lebanon Valley College, and the New York Jets tight end coaches were there, and the Pittsburgh Steelers. And they said to our line coaches, I wasn't there, but they said, you tell your head football coach that this Jaraski kid has a better than 50-50 chance of playing tight end on Sundays. Well, Kev, I'm not stupid. When I heard that, we tried him out. He ran a sub-4.7 in the 40 at those combines, and he's going to be a force.
Coach, you have Shikellamy coming up, and it's always an interesting matchup, but it's a little bit, let's say, familiar yet unfamiliar, because you're familiar with the head coach and Todd Tilford, and you've played, you and Mount Carmel and Lewisburg have matched up many times over the last couple of years, but now it's a whole different set of personnel. How much different is it going to be getting ready for this game than if Todd was coaching, say, a Lewisburg team where you know how the scheme works out with the players? How do you change things around this time?
We really haven't changed much. We've scouted them, obviously, and Todd does a great job. They have a great coaching staff. We're banking on the fact that we don't think he's going to change much. So we've studied our Lewisburg films from the previous year, and we've seen their scrimmages, and we're not going to assume anything. We've watched them in the preseason, but we went back in the films, and we've studied their films, and we're expecting he's going to run everything he ran previously with a couple new wrinkles, but we're not going to assume anything. So we're preparing for him and Shikalimi as if it were Lewisburg.
Carmi, when you look at the fun that's going to be surrounding this game, not only from the opening night, but it's also the 80th anniversary of the Silver Bowl on the day it was finished. Not the 80th anniversary of the first game, but the 80th anniversary on the day it was finished. It must be nice to be able to open the season at home with that much fanfare, knowing that place is going to be jammed like it is.
Kevin, you're exactly right. Just let me tell you about what you know about the Mount Carmel Shikalimi thing. It's just outstanding. Over all the years, I'm going back 40 years, our two programs have such great tradition and history, and now to open up with them at the Silver Bowl, and our fans are excited. The Shikalimi fans are excited. They've got a new coaching staff. It's just been, when you think of football in the coal regions from 1960 to probably in the mid-1980s, it was Mount Carmel area and Shikalimi and Pottsville, and that's what it was. And it was just a great era. And hopefully, I know Shikalimi will be back on track very soon.
Coach, I know you're
hoping
getting
after week one.
Yeah, you're hoping for after week one, I'm sure.
Exactly.
Hey, Coach, I know you're on your way to practice, so I'll let you go. Thanks for joining us, Coach Carmen DeFrancesco of the Mount Carmel Red Tornadoes.
It was my pleasure. Thank you very much, Kevin.
Take care, Carm. Thanks.
Bye.
Should be a good one coming up tomorrow night. I'm sure you're looking forward to that.
Very much so. And as Coach talked about right there, I really like the setup with this offense. I mean, Juraski is just one of those kids that you can put almost anywhere and be an athlete. But can you imagine as a coach when you go to a camp like that saying, you know what, your guy that's a lineman probably shouldn't be? And then thinking, you know what, maybe we need to develop an offense around this. And that's kind of what they did over the summer. So it'll be very interesting to see how everybody adapts to that, because Mount Carmel has been run the ball and pound the ball with some stellar backs over the years, and it'll be very interesting to see them throw the ball first.
Okay. Well, obviously I can't talk about the young man at all, so. All right. Our number 1-800-795-9565. Back with more after this on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The car company that helped build America is once again America's number one brand.
Announcing the Labor Day sales event
at Sunbury Motors, with great deals for hardworking people like you. From now through September 1st, get a brand new Ford with no money down, no interest for 5 years, no payments for 3 months, plus up to $2,000 Labor Day bonus cash on a Ford Escape, Focus, Fiesta, Edge, Fusion, Flex, or Mustang, and $3,500 on built-tough Ford trucks, F-150 and Super Duty. During this limited time offer, everything is on sale. So get into a brand new Ford now with no money down, no interest for 5 years, no payments for 3 months, plus up to $3,500 bonus cash. For complete qualifications and details, call 1-800-358-8090 or go to sunburymotors.com. The Labor Day sales event ends Saturday, September 1st, so hurry into SMC today. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, proudly serving the Susquehanna Valley since 1915.
Hi, I'm Rick Weibel from REW Financial. I strive to take an eagle-eye approach to your financial future to help give you the freedom to make powerful decisions. I work with you to help you find the discipline you need to get the results you want. I don't believe in just setting it up and letting things go. I'll always be looking to see how we can make things better. REW Financial is an independent company committed to the highest standards of integrity, ethics, and value throughout your financial journey. See us in Lewisburg and Brook Park Farm. Call 800-609-9484 or visit us online at rewfinancial.com.
It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time of the year.
To see you pirouetting around the studio in your orange shirt is really remarkable. 1-800-795-9565 in the Lenape Solar Hotline. Robert in Sunbury, how are you, Robert? Great to have you with us.
Hello. I was just asking who makes this out the schedules in the Heartland Conference. Do the athletic directors do that, or is there some chief guru that does it?
To my knowledge, it's the athletic directors that do make the schedule. Now, I am not going to say I'm 100% confident in that. I think you have a mandatory amount of player or teams that you have to play, a mandatory set of teams you have to play. But the idea of the Heartland Conference was that you would not have to reschedule a whole lot of games from year to year, and you wouldn't have to schedule out-of-conference games year to year.
Mm-hmm. Well, who in the world ever scheduled Mount Carmel for Shikellamy's first game?
it's an interesting setup, because if you think about Shikellamy's games over the years, I mean, how many years did Shikellamy start with Montoursville, when Montoursville was a power in AA and AAA, and now you're starting off with another AA powerhouse in Mount Carmel? I really like those type of games. It gets you really pumped up for the start of the season, and it will give you a really good idea of where your team is right out of the gate. Hey, look at it on the bright side. It's not a league game out of the gate.
Well, I saw Shikellamy's two scrimmages. I didn't see them stop anything that either team did. So they're starting out with a team that has five or six linemen that weigh 260 pounds or more. I mean, it's going to be a joke, and even playing Mount Carmel is a joke. I mean, we have only beaten them three times in the last 30 years. Why are we playing them? I don't understand it.
There's a ton of history, Robert, in this game, as Carmi talked about. I mean, these two teams have gone back into the 40s and beyond, I think, and we'll talk about that more tomorrow night. A lot of these games were a lot tighter, and you're right. And in the last, 20 years or so, Mount Carmel has dominated these. But, there's always that one game, as in a few years ago, where Shikellamy shuts out Mount Carmel 6-0 in a game that was dominated by defense. So, and with it being a first game of the season, you make a lot of adjustments out of those scrimmages. And I don't get overly excited about how you look in a scrimmage, because that's a controlled environment. You're trying to see how you look in certain situations, so you're experimenting maybe a little bit more than normal. So I wouldn't necessarily get too upset about how a team looked in a scrimmage.
Robert, I'm the one that actually scheduled it, and I did it to make you call.
Oh, and it worked. There you go.
Well, okay, well, when it's 40 or 50-0 tomorrow, I'm sure they'll learn a lot from that. That will really probably deflate them for the rest of the season, and I think it's just a joke. I think they have to schedule teams that they could actually compete with, and that's not one of them, I'm sorry to say. Thanks a lot.
You bet, Robert. Yeah, thanks a
bye-bye.
Lot.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
There's an old saying, and Coach Hort and I get into this discussion a lot, and I used to feel the same way Robert did, is play somebody that you feel you match up well against. But his feeling is completely the opposite. If you do that, you don't learn anything all the time. You got to play some better teams to make yourself a better team. And I've heard that from a lot of coaches too, Steve.
You have to balance your schedule out. It's as simple as that. You have to make sure that you have, of course, if you're in a conference, you have to make sure you have your conference games. Your non-conference games, you have to have a test somewhere in there. You would prefer that test to be in the second week, so you can take the first week of the season and really kind of figure out what you do and you don't have, okay? You do need to do that, all right? But if you can schedule your tougher test in the second week of the season, once you get an idea of, again, what you have and what you don't have, that usually is the ideal situation. So,
well, I referred to a couple of years ago when, before the Pennsylvania Heartland Athletic Conference came about, Shikellamy had three games to start the year, and they were all league games. They'd start the year with Montoursville, follow it up with Danville, and then have the rivalry game against Selins Grove in week three. So there were a few years that Shikellamy did go 0-3 to start the season, and 0-3 in league play, and their chance of a league title was gone after week number three. And the nice thing is, starting with Mount Carmel, yes, it is a very difficult team to start with, a very talented team to start with. However, it's not a league game, and that is what helps out a little bit, I think.
Well, State College is a perfect example. Scheduled in such a way where it was very difficult the last couple of years. And guess what? One year they ran to the state championship game because guess what? They found nothing along the way. Okay, that made them feel like, oh, you know, they didn't find anything along the way that they thought was tough once they got to the playoffs because they already played tough teams.
No, that's
so it depends
a good
point. On what you have. You know, it depends on what you have. Depends on how far you can go. I think part of playing tough teams early, though, is you have to have the depth. You don't have the depth. That becomes a tough proposition because you get in a tough football game, you get some guys banged up. You also want to, you come out of the gate with an opener, you also get very concerned if you're a coach about losing confidence right away. So those are the things that you do worry about. That's why scheduling is a tricky proposition. It's a very tricky proposition.
And if you look at the schedule up and down for Shikellamy, I mean, even the league games are not that there's no cakewalks in those either, because you have Mifflinburg, last year's Division I champion. You have Milton, last year's District 4 runner-up. Shamokin, last year's District 4 champion. You have Danville, which was also in district play the last several years. You have Selins Grove, which is working at rebuilding themselves. And that's your division games right now. So, I mean, it's a tough schedule. There's no question about it. Loyal Sock has been down a little bit the last couple of years, but they're on the Shikellamy schedule on the road at Loyal Sock. Warrior Run has been rebuilding, and they're getting to be a better team as well. That's one of the non-league games. This is a very challenging schedule. There's no question.
Alan Pickett's controversial comments about Notre Dame have cost him the chance to broadcast the Notre Dame game against Navy in Dublin and possibly more. The IMG Notre Dame Radio Network announced Pickett's discipline in a statement today. Alan Pickett, a commentator on the IMG Notre Dame Radio Network, who made unacceptable comments this week about student-athletes, will not be part of this weekend's broadcast in Dublin. Don Crickey and Jeff Jeffers, Jeff, by the way, works at WNDU in South Bend, will handle the broadcast duties. Notre Dame taking on Notre Dame at the Emerald Isle Classic in Dublin is an historic game showcasing the very best of American college sports. The event deserves to be free of distraction. Further decisions on this matter will be made in coming days.
Why really? Am I not surprised that he's not doing the game?
Well, part of the problem is he was given a chance to retract the comments and he didn't do it.
Right.
He reiterated it. Then he apologized yesterday afternoon. Look, you don't have to have an entire team of choir boys, but they're still student-athletes.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us. Today's show being brought to you by our good friend Rick Weibel at REW Financial Insurance. LLC, call 800-609-9484 or visit online at rewfinancial.com. Beautiful Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf, and of course the Lenape Solar Hotline cooking today at 1-800-795-9565. Kevin, of course, under the rules that we have to operate under, handles all of our high school football interviews. Ben Reichle now joins Kevin on the line.
Ben, you're going to be filling us in on Montoursville Warrior Run here this afternoon. Ben covering a lot of the Northern Tier games, and we'll get a look at Loyal Sock as well because the Danville Ironmen have them next week. But first, Ben, let's focus on Montoursville and Warrior Run for Friday night.
Well, Montoursville Warrior Run, J.C. Kiefer up at Montoursville, second-year coach coming into it. And, oh, by the way, guys, I'm calling from the Sunbury Motors Sportsbook / Library. So we will not hold anybody to these predictions, but we will try to pass on the best information we can.
Okay, that's good to know. That's good to know. Not necessarily endorsed by Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation. Okay, Ben. But Montoursville Warrior Run. Warrior Run has been one of those teams that have been, it looks like they're ready to turn the corner, and then they kind of have a falling back. But this is going to be an interesting matchup here for Warrior Run.
Oh, it should be. Like I said, Montoursville came on like gangbusters last year, lost in the first round of the playoffs to Mount Carmel. But when you lose to Mount Carmel, you know, you're probably, you've had Carmen on. I think Mount Carmel's loaded for bear almost every year. But a Montoursville team that grew up at the end of last year, again, Coach Kiefer and his staff coming into the second year, I would say, you know, look for Montours. You know, Warrior Run, a team that, Kevin, you've seen them before. They show flashes, but then they never get to the next level. So you know, we're going to have to see. I think Montoursville's just too much muscle. Too much muscle for Warrior Run in this opener.
Now let's take a look at Loyal Sock. Loyal Sock, under a new head coach this year, they're going to be heading to take on North Penn. Now, next week, they'll be hosting the Danville Ironmen, but Loyal Sock has been one of those PHAC 2 division teams that, again, they show signs of where they used to be, and then they kind of fall right back. I mean, this has been a Loyal Sock program that was always in the playoffs in single A and District 4, and then have kind of fallen apart. Now they've putting themselves back together again with rebuilding. Where do they stand now, Ben?
Well, Kevin, jumping back, though, a couple years ago, they were at AA playoffs. They were one playing Dunmore in Shmokin on a snowy day. They're one Lancaster Catholic. They lose to Lancaster Catholic. Lancaster Catholic goes on and wins. And, you know, the year before, they're playing Dunmore over there. So a number of years ago, they're bidding to go to Hershey. A couple down years, new coach, Justin Van Fleet's taken over. A lot of, a lot of coaching history up with the Loyal Sock this year with two Girardis, Frank Sr. and Frank Jr. on the staff. Rebuilding year with Loyal Sock, North Penn, you know, Northern Tier team. Northern Tier teams do have to you know, somewhat prove themselves in the southern part of District 4, as the saying goes. You know, we're going to see, I think, a Loyal Sock team rebuilt. Good summer program they had this year, good participation. And look for Loyal Sock to bounce back. Tough schedule, but they might sneak into that eighth spot in the playoffs for District 4, AA.
The one other game I want to talk about briefly, Williamsport and Central Mountain. I've heard a lot of positive things about Central Mountain. They came down and had a scrimmage in this area last week and performed quite well from the reports.
Well, they did have Seals Grove last week up at Mill Hall, up at Central Mountain.
No, I'm sorry, you're right. That was, I had it
but,
backwards.
Yeah, it's no problem, Kevin. We're geographically challenged. We're all there sometimes.
That's true.
But Coach Kishball has some heritage with Berwick. He's built a pretty good, solid team. They're going to have, a big team. Williamsport under a new coach, Kevin Choate, who has, unfortunately, has some personal physical problems going through the season. So a Williamsport team with some skill positions, but Central Mountain with more muscle. Coach Kishbaugh and his staff, again, in for their second year. I would look for Central Mountain to probably make a great opening statement for the start of the 2012 season. But, you know, Kevin, if you're talking, I know you have Coach Tilford coming up. You're talking Seals Grove, Mifflinburg, Milton Danville. You got the games down your way. You know, you got Southern Columbia and Pius, Lewisburg, Towanda. Lewisburg's coming up to play Towanda. A long trip on the first day of the season, first Friday of the season. And Lewisburg with the new coaching staff, how will they bounce into it? But I think a term, and you and Steve can throw this one out there, college football, pro football, then coming up the following week, but I think you can use a meteorology term, cone of uncertainty. Most of these teams right now, you look at it and people are breaking things down, a large percentage, 80, 90, 95% of these teams, these coaches are going in. A lot of the cone of uncertainty, which side of the cone are they going to be on or where are they going to be, seems to be a term I looked at last night due to the weather. And of course, we hope everything will be okay with the people who are going through the Hurricane Isaac, now tropical storm. But think of that cone of uncertainty with your team coming in, because this is a week that a lot of the coaches are going to find out what they have and what they have to start building on going into the rest of the season.
right, Ben,
I always preferred in the TV show Get Smart the cone of silence.
Well, Steve, if you think about going in, and I know what you have up at Happy Valley, going in there's you get into the first game, and even a team like USC that's supposedly ranked number one in college, there has to be a cone of silence, but that cone of uncertainty sort of etches in.
Yeah, you know where it is for them. It's in their offensive line. They're not really – they're a little concerned in two areas, offensive line and defensive line. They do not like their depth at USC. That's where the Achilles heel is for them.
Yeah, and, you know, go around to these other teams and you see that. And, you know, week one is you're going to air your – you're going to put your laundry out on the line. And, you know, people are going to see it because of week one, all the spring practices, all the summer practices, all the things. No, now it's time. You're doing the wash and you're hanging it out there.
Ben, are you in for On the Mark tomorrow, or is it one of your many vacation days?
No, I will be in tomorrow.
Steve, you talk about mine. Ben has more vacation days than I do. I know it's hard to believe, but it's true.
I've taken how many so far?
One.
One? What day was that?
You were there on the 4th. Forget it. All right, so none.
Kevin, wherever the Sunbury Motor sports book's going to be, I'll be there tomorrow.
Great, thanks. That's what I want the PIAA to send me a letter now. Thanks a lot, Ben. Ben Reichle, we'll have him on next week talking about the Northern Tier once again. Thanks, Ben.
Okay, guys, enjoy the show.
Another winner for you.
Are you enjoying the program so far?
Feel like it's been one of my stronger ones. Feel very comfortable.
Well, can I have one more segment of your program again?
Do whatever you want.
Earlier today, I caught up with Coach Todd Tilford of the Chickalamee Braves. It is his debut as the head coach of his alma mater. It's going to be very exciting, I know, for him. I'm sure there's going to be a few butterflies. One of the things he's done over the last couple of years is, after coming out of a game, running into the locker room and finding out how his alma mater did, well, now he's not going to have to worry about that at all, because he's going to have say in the outcome of that game, at least to a point, and that has to make tomorrow night's matchup very exciting.
Yeah, I mean, over the summer workouts and everything, you know, still got a chill looking at the empty stadium, and, you know, we're just excited to be back with be here with Chickalamee, and, you know, it's going to be nice showing to have our own stadium. I know everybody always says about how nice Bucknell is to play in, which it is, but there's just something about having some ownership and some pride, and our coaching staff is really looking forward to that.
Well, you're going to experience a home crowd, and as you said, Bucknell's a great facility to be able to have a game in, and Lewisburg's very fortunate to have the university be able to offer that to them, but it's got to really feel nice to see the stands filled to capacity, as I'm sure it will be at Chickalamee.
And we had some really big crowds that still had that empty feeling, and I know Chickalamee has a great following, and we've had a ton of support from the community, and I think, you know, if the community is really going to get behind this group of kids, because we do have some kids working really hard, and I think we're going to have an exciting team this year.
You know, when you look at working with youth football, especially in the younger years, in the early years of football, everybody wants to be the quarterback or running back, but you had a unique opportunity, because of some of the depth you've had at running back, to take one of your running backs and move him to guard. How's Seba Savage made that adjustment, and was it one of those things that it was like, whatever I need to do for the team, Coach?
You know, we have a ton of young backs. We have a lot of team speed that we're excited about. And Sibbo is just he was a natural fit to go down there to get anything going in the wing tee. We need some athletic and quick guards, and he definitely fits the bill. And you know, we're gonna, as he's going with the wing tee and picking things up and getting more aggressive, it's kind of exciting the things that he's capable of doing. And I know the guys in the backfield love what he's doing and love running behind him.
Well, you're absolutely right. Great first step, and that's important for a guard in the Delaware wing tee. But as you run this offense, how are the players picking up on the new offensive schemes?
One thing we found out, you know, when you're running stuff in the summer and, you know, kind of just going versus air, we always do really good versus air. But once you get the bodies and the pads on, you know, the timing and everything is a little different. So, you know, we have to keep that in mind, you know, building for the long season. You know, it's really only 2 weeks. These kids have only played it for 2 weeks. This, of course, being the third going into it. So we're really at square one with the offense. But we like the direction that we're heading offensively. I think the kids are, you know, starting to click and make sense to them. And you know, real tough task starting at Mount Carmel, ranked so high in the state. But we're going to find out where we stand really, really quickly.
You got a great veteran quarterback that has some mobility, also a great arm. Ernie Tyler being at the helm of this offense has to make you feel a little bit more comfortable making this adjustment, because there's a lot of things you can do with him at quarterback.
I think he's kind of built to run the wing tee. You know, he's kind of a not overly, you know, speedy type guy. He's just, you know, he's quick and he's got good hand-eye coordination. He carries out his fakes well. And I think he's just really suited for it. He's been doing a nice job for it. And he's starting to learn some of the finer things. And, you know, we're going to find out, you know, how he does under pressure here. And we have a lot of confidence in him to handle it just fine.
On the defensive side of the ball, new scheme, a 3-5. It's been a very popular scheme in high school, especially over the last couple of years. What's the thought process behind running the 3-5? Is it basically because of the skill set you have, or is there more to it than that?
Yeah. Todd West, you know, he handles our defense. You know, was our defensive coordinator with me the last few years at Lewisburg. Does a great job, and he just likes it because you get more athletes on the field. You know, we have the line. We're playing five linebackers. You can do a lot of different things and be aggressive with it. And I think it fits high school. A lot of the high school coaches are going to that, and I guess we're in that same mold, because we do feel like, you know, we got that linebacker type kid, linebacker running back type kid, rather than you know, some of the maybe traditional five down linemen, allows you to put more athletes on the field.
Looking at Mount Carmel, the Red Tornadoes revamping their offense a little bit, kind of passing to set up the run. That's a little bit different than the Mount Carmel teams that you've seen over the last couple of years with Lewisburg. How does that change the way you get ready for this game?
Yeah, they're talking about, you know, doing a lot of things different. One thing about, you know, the opener, I'm sure Coach DeFrancisco, you know, has some other things he's going to show us that they hide in scrimmage. Everybody tends to be really vanilla in the offense and say those things. But, you know, he's been coaching a long time, and myself included, we feel like you always go back to what you've been successful with. So Mount Carmel's obviously been successful. We expect them to do a lot of the things that they've done in the past and with just new personnel. But, you know, obviously moving Jurasky to the tight end, you know, we saw some of the things he did in the scrimmage, being able to go over the middle. And, I mean, he caught one over the middle, 80 yards. Nobody could catch him in a couple of the scrimmages. And, you know, he's just really impressive. He's not hard to find. You know, the 265-pound guy that can run, we got to be aware of where he is. They're definitely looking to go to him. So they are doing some different things, but it's still a traditional Mount Carmel team when you look at them.
You've coached in many big games and had great success with Lewisburg. Now you want to bring that back to Shikellamy, but I have to ask you, when you run out on that field with the team and get ready to play this game with Mount Carmel, going to be a few butterflies?
Yeah, definitely. And you know, in the past, you know, we've seen the kids all the way through junior high, and you know, so we had an idea of what to expect. You know, we always constantly making changes and trying to do your best to get the kids in the right spots to be successful. And, you know, we've never really seen these guys, you know, under full pressure. So kind of that butterflies because of that unknown. But, you know, I think our kids have a quiet confidence about them. And, you know, I as a coaching staff, myself included, there's something challenging and fun of being in the underdog role. And that's definitely going to be us versus Mount Carmel. So I think, you know, we're looking forward to it, going to be playing with the, hey, we got nothing to lose. Let's, you know, be aggressive and, you know, evaluate from there.
Todd, thanks for taking time out. Good luck.
Hey, thank you very much.
Coach Todd Tilford of the Shikellamy Braves getting ready for his debut as the Braves head coach tomorrow night here on WKOK. Pre-game at 6:30, kickoff from the Red Tornadoes Silver Bowl in Mount Carmel at 7.
Today's show, as we take an extensive look at high school football, plus your calls at 1-800-795-9565, brought to you by our good friend Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. You can always call at 1-800-609-9484 or visit online at rewfinancial.com. He'll take good care of you. We'll come back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Okay, let's see. Let's go to email. SteveJones@WKOK.com from Joe. Do you sense the tide turning for Joe Paterno, Penn State, and the Center County community with regard to the Sandusky scandal? If so, why do you think this, and can you give me some examples that will give me some hope? Well, I don't know. Do I sense it turning a little bit? Look, I think that you have to allow the process to play out. The one thing that has been missing from all this from day one has been an incredible lack of common sense. And you can't have, and when there's a lack of common sense, you then have to overcome it through a long process. Part of this long process has been, obviously, Jerry going on trial. Jerry's going to be sentenced next month. Okay, the release of the Paterno book following the release of the Free Report, following, you know, the NCAA sanctions. What will happen is the part that could potentially, Joe, turn the tide, potentially, is depending on the outcome of the Tim Curley, Gary Schultz trial. Should they both end up going to trial and there's no plea deal or whatever, you know, along the way, but should they go to trial and should it work out well for them and they're found to be either not guilty or innocent, that might turn the tide as to what you're talking about. Until that point, until you get people who are enterprising enough to actually read the reports and not just live by the narratives, it's going to be something that it's going to hover around for a long time. Now, I'm not allowing it to hover around what I'm doing. You know, I had some people yesterday at the quarterback club come up to me. I mean, several people. You doing okay? All right. I'm fine. Okay? I'm fine. But this is going to be a process, Joe, where it's going to take a while to play out. The NCAA sanctions were put into place. Okay? We know that it is a long road for the football program because they have basically made sure the football program can make as little progress forward as possible, which, of course, in the end, if you get the right players, you can. But still, they put a lot of restrictions on them. It'll be tough for Bill O'Brien. But the next part will be the Curley Schultz trial. If, again, it doesn't go well, then the statements made in the narrative, and you may have more intelligent individuals step forward and say, wait a minute, in the realm of common sense, all this stuff doesn't now make sense. So that's what we have to wait for, and that's the best answer I can give you right now. I don't sense any tide turning in regards to that because, again, you don't have enough enterprising individuals within the media that are willing to go out and take a longer look at, okay, well, what about this? What about this? What about this? Why were corrections, seven corrections offered in the report? Why is it one email that was about Jerry was actually about Jerry Dunn and not Sandusky? That was one of the seven corrections, you know. So you have to have somebody who's enterprising enough, because part of what an investigative journalist is supposed to do is what they're supposed to do is they're supposed to look at something and question it so that it stands up. And we haven't had people who are investigative journalists who have had either the common sense or the foresight to question it to then see if it stands up. If it stands up, then great, it stands up, okay? And we should praise them for their work. But if it doesn't stand up and it raises questions, then we have to sit back and go, wait a minute. So I think, Joe, to answer your question, a lot of it hinges on the Curley Schultz trial as to whether a tide will turn, depending on the verdict.
Okay.
Hopefully that answered his question. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. I mean, you have to, you know, it all, people have come on, I've had a number of people, wow, you've handled this really well. I don't know if I have or not. Okay, I've just had to go on my own instincts. So,
I can't even imagine how you'd handle it, and I thought you've done a great job with it myself.
Well, I appreciate
and I'm not
that.
Saying that because you're on the program. It's just, it's one of those things that it's an almost impossible situation. I think you've done a great job in dealing with it.
Well, Dennis posted on the wall, it's going to be an emotional Saturday for you and Jack. Jack and I are ready to go, plain and simple. I mean, the two of us have talked, I think, every other day for the past month, including this afternoon.
We're ready to go. We know how we feel about certain things. Next hour, the Chief.